Date of birth.
9-1-59. Where am I anyway?
Don't try to tell me you don't know.
I don't. Is this some sort of joke?
We never joke around down here.
Down here? You don't mean...
Welcome! If you don't mind, I've got some work to do. Last name.
Jefferson. Look, I'd really like to know what's happening here.
First name.
Tim. Say, is there somebody I can talk to?
We are talking, aren't we?
Oh, I get it. This is just a bad dream. I remember being in an accident, and now I'm unconscious and dreaming, or hallucinating or something. I knew I shouldn't have stayed up to watch The Twilight Zone last night. This is just a bad dream.
You think this is a bad dream now, Tom?
Tim.
You think this is a bad dream now, Tim? You just wait till you get your room assignment.
None of this is real, and... Oh!
Ha! How about that? Did that feel real, Tim?
Hey, you can't do that!
No.
Oh! I want a lawyer.
Hey, we got lots of them down here.
I thought you said you don't joke around.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Well, I lied. Social Security number?
Just a minute. Oh, hey, where's my wallet? I guess I don't have it with me.
Too bad, Tim. Now you don't qualify for the executive suite. But it doesn't matter. We know everything about you.
Everything?
Is there an echo in here, Tom?
Well, how many people are listed in there?
One.
One?
Doesn't say anything about you being hard of hearing. Tim Jefferson, this is your life.
Oh, my God.
Guess again, Sherlock. You'd be surprised how much that happens. Okay, for starters, you get to go to room 405.
Wait a minute. Why should I be punished? I mean, I was a good guy. I helped a lot of people.
Listen, bud. My job is to give room assignments. My cousin Jake will do the reading.
Reading?
Yeah, reading. That way we don't waste any time. He'll read to you in room 405.
But I don't get it. This is a terrible mistake. I shouldn't be here at all.
Yeah, and if I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd be Nelson Rockefeller. Actually, I'm glad I'm not. He's across from you in room 404. Okay, what the heck. I don't do this for just anyone. Here we go. August 22nd, 1979. You remember that little incident in Jenny Priss' garage?
Oh, but that was a long time ago.
So it was. And so what? Should I read on?
Okay, you've made your point. How long will I be there?
Tim, we don't measure time the way you're used to. In fact, you'll only be in room 405 for an instant.
Oh, that's good.
Not really, because it'll seem like 100 years.
Oh, that's not so good.
Seems like we get all the smart ones down here.
What is room 405 like?
It's got about a 2-foot-deep pool of the stinkiest muck you've ever seen. Or should I say, smelled?
Why? Why me?
Why? Why me? Oh, how did we ever get into this mess, Toto?
Well, I guess it could be worse.
It is, actually. You get to stand on your head the whole time. There now, that wasn't so bad, was it?
It wasn't so bad. That was the worst experience of my life by 100 times.
Actually, by 1,000 times. We calculate these things very carefully. Now, let's see. Your next assignment is in room 688.
What's the point anyway? I mean, what good does it do to punish people after the fact? Why wasn't I warned about this before?
Oh, but you were, time and time again. Here's a good one. September 12th, 1967. Dear Mommy is putting you to bed. Remember what you asked her? Mommy, do bad people get punished? Yes, Timmy. Everyone gets what they deserve.
But that's impossible. How could you possibly know that?
Hold on, Timmy. I'm not done. June 17th, 1974. You were reading the Bible in the school library, hoping none of the other kids would see you.
But how?
You read this, Timmy. As you sow, so shall you reap.
Yes, but...
You thought about it and finally decided, and I quote, I'll just take my chances.
You couldn't know all that.
Guess again, Jasper.
But that's not fair. All that religious stuff is so confusing.
Indeed, but not always. Listen to this. October 2nd, 1977, approached by a Hare Krishna devotee.
Yeah, some guy in the airport trying to sell me a book.
And you bought it, bozo.
Oh.
He also told you about karma. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Something about action and reaction. The universe being based on absolute justice.
Right. Well, you didn't take that as far as you could, did ya?
Well, I didn't really... I mean, how could I tell if he was telling the truth? So many people say so many things.
Your heart and your intelligence told you he was right. You decided it made sense at the time. You just chose to ignore it later.
But I didn't. I mean, I became a vegetarian. He was right about making all those animals suffer.
Yeah, well, the punishment fits the crime. You wouldn't believe the kind of torture the non-vegetarians are going through.
So what happens now? Do I keep going from room to room until the end of time?
No, Timmy. Absolute justice. Remember? Let's see. After 688, you're free to go.
To go? Where? Into some sort of purgatory?
Not at all. Back to Mama.
What?
Back to the WOMB.
You mean reincarnation?
Duh.
So I get another chance.
Right. And hopefully you won't mess up as bad this next time.
But I still don't get it. What's the purpose of everything? Do we just go on living different lives and getting punished?
Hopefully not. Remember what else that Hare Krishna guy told you? The spiritual world, Lord Krishna's abode, no more birth, death, old age, and disease, and no more visits back here.
Have I been here before?
Only 987 times. Our business thrives on repeat customers.
So, how can I find out more about the spiritual world and Lord Krishna?
There'll be more opportunities. When they come, I suggest you take advantage. To be honest, I'm getting a little tired of seeing you.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare